Title: Creating Texture Loops from Crowd Noise Intermediate. All right, let's turn a messy crowd recording into something that feels intentional, tempo-locked, and properly drum and bass. Crowd noise is secretly one of the best texture sources you can use, because it has constant micro-movement. Little claps, shuffles, chatter bursts, random transients. That alive feeling is hard to fake with synth noise, and it sits beautifully behind rollers when you control the frequency and dynamics. By the end of this, you'll have a clean 16-bar texture loop locked to around 174 BPM, plus a couple variations: a high, airy bed for space around the hats, a mid-to-dark gritty layer for club density, and an optional washed-out version for intros and breakdowns. And you'll have a reusable chain you can drop into future projects. Step 0. Prep the session. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a really reliable sweet spot for rolling DNB. Now create 3 audio tracks. Name them Crowd RAW, Crowd Texture High, and Crowd Texture Mid Dark. We're separating jobs. One track for cleanup and looping, and 2 tracks for the sound design layers. Quick preference tip: if you're using long field recordings, you can turn off auto warp long samples in preferences under record, warp, launch. It prevents live from guessing the tempo and throwing weird warp markers everywhere. You can always warp manually. Step 1. Choose and clean the crowd recording. Drag your crowd sample onto Crowd RAW. And here's the mindset: audition for motion, not fidelity. A phone recording that's technically bad can be perfect if it has constant little micro events. Do this test. Turn it down really low. If it still feels alive at whisper volume, it'll translate as texture in a mix. Now build a simple cleanup chain on Crowd RAW. First, EQ 8. High pass it somewhere around 80 to 150 HC with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Crowd recordings almost always have rumble, wind, handling noise, or venue sub that will destroy your headroom. Get rid of it early. If it's harsh, dip around 2 to 5 kHC by maybe 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. You're not trying to make it pretty, you're trying to stop it from fighting the snare presence and hat brightness later. If the recording has obvious pauses or a nasty noise floor you want controlled, add a gate. Set the threshold so it closes during silence, but stays open when the crowd is active. Use a return around 150 milliseconds, and a release in the 200 to 500 millisecond range, so it doesn't chatter. If you hear it clipping the ambience, back it off. This is optional. Then add utility. If the recording is narrow, widen it gently, something like 120 to 160%. Don't go wild yet. We'll do a mono test later. The goal here is simple: stable, mixable raw bed before we get creative. Step 2. Warp it to tempo without killing the vibe. Click the clip. Turn warp on. Try Complex Pro first. It usually keeps ambience sounding natural. Set formants to 0, and set the envelope around 128 as a starting point. If it feels smeary, you can adjust, but don't obsess yet. Now find a clean section. You're looking for consistency, not a huge scream right at the loop point unless you want that as a feature. Set a loop brace of 4 or 8 bars while you're working. Later we'll print 16 bars, and a warp marker at the start of the region you want. If the loop drifts, add minimal warp markers, only where it's necessary to keep the loop length stable. Too many markers can make it do that swinny, wobbly thing that makes ambience feel fake. Important DNB perspective: the crowd does not need to hit the grid like drums. You're not quantizing a break. You just need the loop length to repeat seamlessly so it doesn't feel like it resets every few bars. Step 3. Make it seamlessly loop, no obvious reset. This is the part that separates sample looping from texture design. Method is crossfade looping. In clip view, enable fades, add a short fade in, maybe 10 to 40 milliseconds, and a fade out, maybe 50 to 150 milliseconds. Then nudge the loop start and end points until the energy feels continuous. Use your ears, you're listening for that moment where the tail naturally blends back into the beginning. Method bead is my go-to for reliability. Resample and blue. Create a new audio track called Crowd Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Solo Crowd RAW. Now record 16 bars. After recording, consolidate the clips so it becomes one clean chunk, then loop that. Printing does 2 things: it stabilizes warp behavior, and it makes your texture easier to treat like an instrument. Also, it's faster later when your set gets heavy. Teacher tip: before you start adding saturation and reverb, trim the level. Treat this like a drum layer with headroom discipline. If you're slamming into devices, you'll get harshness fast. A texture that lives at barely their volume usually ends up sounding the most expensive. Step 4. Build the high texture layer. Air and movement with no mud. Copy your printed crowd clip to crowd texture high. Start with EQ8. High pass harder now, around 300 to 600 HC. Steep slope. This is you staying out of snare and bass territory. If it's dull, you can do a gentle high shelf around 10 to 12 kHz, maybe plus 2 dB. Keep it tasteful. Add auto filter. Set it to high pass or band pass. Start frequency somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Add a bit of resonance, like 0.8 to 1.4. Now turn on the LFO. Slow rate, around 0.10 to 0.25 Hz, and a small amount like 10 to 25%. This is slow motion, not wobble bass. Try flipping the LFO phase to 180 degrees sometimes. It can change how the stereo motion feels. Add chorus ensemble for subtle width and movement. Amount around 15 to 35%, and rate around 0.2 to 0.5 Hz. If you want sharper bite, you could swap to flanger, but chorus is usually smoother for beds. Then utility at the end, with maybe 140 to 200% if it can handle it, and then trim the gain down so it sits quiet. This layer should feel like air behind the hats, not like a sound. If you can clearly point to it during the drop, it's probably too loud. Step 5. Build the mid-dark texture layer, grit and sweaty club density. Copy the printed clip to crowd texture mid-dark. Start with EQ8 again. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's boxy, notch a bit around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Now add saturator. Use analog clip. Drive around 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then compensate the output so you're matching level. Always do level matching when you saturate, because louder will trick you into thinking it's better. Optional but powerful. Add amp. Start on something like clean or blues. Keep gain low to medium. You're adding tone and darkness, not guitar fizz. If you want jungle grit, add redux subtly. Bit depth around 10 to 14. Sample rate around 12 to 20 kHz. Keep it quiet. If there's a dry slash wet, keep it in the 10 to 30% range. If not, consider putting it in an audio effect rack later so you can blend it. Then reverb, medium size, decay 1.2 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut the reverb around 6 to 10 kHz so it's dark and doesn't hiss over your hats. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Less in the drop, more in intros and breakdowns. DNB goal check. You want a dark room tone that makes the drop feel like it's in a space, but it must not mask the snare crack. Step 6. Make it breathe with the drums using sidechain ducking. This is where the texture becomes pro. Without ducking, ambience sits on top of transients and your drums feel smaller. On each texture track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus as the input, or create a dedicated ghost track that plays kick and snare only. Start with ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, fast enough to clear transient space. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Faster for snappy two-step, slower for rollers. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. If you want a more chopped, rhythmic feel, you can use gate with sidechain instead, but compressor is the classic breathing approach. Expansion trick if you want extra groove. Ghost triggered rhythm. Make a MIDI track with a tight 16th note pattern. Use a very short click sample or a tiny operator noise burst, and sidechain the crowd to that. Now your texture tremolos in time with hats without you actually chopping audio. Keep it subtle or it gets gimmicky. Step 7. Create variations so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. DNB needs evolution every 8 or 16 bars. Not huge changes. Just enough movement that your brain doesn't go loop. Easy options. Automate clip gain in tiny moves, plus or minus 1 to 2 dB every 8 bars. Automate auto filter so it opens slightly into fills or pre-drop. Use beat repeat very subtly. Interval 1 bar. Chance 5 to 15%. Grid 1/8 or 1/16. And keep the mix low. This should feel like little flickers, not a stutter effect. Another very effective workflow. Resample a processed pass. Solo a texture track, resample 8 to 16 bars, re-import it, and then choose the best moments. This gives you curated randomness. Advanced variation idea. Print multiple warp modes. Take the same loop and resample it once with Complex Pro, once with texture, once with beats. Keep the natural one as your base, and blend the artifact Y1 quietly underneath for character. At low level, warp artifacts can sound like intentional grit. Also, a big arranging tip. Separate bed from events. Duplicate your crowd. One track is a constant smooth wash. ducked. Another track is short moments like chants or claps that you drop in like fills. This stops the texture from feeling like wallpaper. Step 8. Final polish and mix placement on a texture group. Group your texture tracks into a group called texture group. On the group, add EQ 8 and high pass around 120 to 200 HE to keep the sub clean for your reese. If it's fighting the snare, do a gentle dip in the 1 to 3 KHZ zone. Add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not squash. Optional. Add a limiter as safety with the ceiling around minus 1 dB, only catching peaks. If you're hearing it work hard, your texture is too loud or too spiky. Now do a mono compatibility stress test early, not at the end when you're emotionally attached. Put utility last on each texture track, or on the group, and sweep width from 200% down to zero while drums and bass are playing. If the texture disappears in mono, reduce whitening and create width more naturally. One stock-only approach is a mid-slash-side-style rack, split into two chains, one effectively mid-only and one side-focused, then EQ them differently so the sides carry the airy stuff, while the mid stays clean around sare presence. A quick list of common mistakes to avoid as you work. If there's too much low-end in the crowd, it'll steal headroom and muddy the bass. If you overwarp with tons of markers, the ambient starts swimming. If textures are too loud, the drop loses punch. A great texture is felt more than heard. If you skip ducking, you'll mask transient definition. If you overwiden, it can collapse in mono and vanish. Now a simple practice assignment to lock this in. Find a 30 to 60 second crowd recording. Phone footage is totally fine. Build one 4-bar high texture loop and one 8-bar mid-dark loop. Make sure both loop seamlessly and both are side-chained from the drum bus. Then arrange two 16-bar sections, an intro or build where reverb is higher and ducking is lighter, and a drop where reverb is lower and the ducking is tighter. Bounce both sections and a slash bead them. The drop should feel cleaner, but you should still feel the room energy behind the drums. Final recap to burn it into your workflow. Crowd noise becomes a powerful D&B texture when you warp lightly, loop seamlessly, and control frequency and dynamics. Build at least two layers, high air and mid-dark grit. Duck them to the drums so they breathe with the groove. This audio version is shortened for playback.